Sonia Illman was four-wheel driving with her family and friends on Wedge Island, 180 kilometres north of Perth, in January, when they stopped for a walk on the beach. The dunes were littered with rubbish, and the Perth woman started picking it up. The first item she reached for was a brown glass bottle.
I simply decided to take some rubbish home, and I bent down and picked it up, and it was at my feet. It was uncovered, no cork on it, and it was probably about half of it was exposed.
Inside the attractive old gin bottle, the group spied a scroll. That night, Miss Illman popped it in an oven to dry it out. When they unrolled it, they could make out faint German handwriting, and the year on the dateline suggested it was from the 1800s.
What we were all intrigued by was the 18 on the dateline. We were thinking 18, what could that mean? At that point, we thought it was a hoax.
Tonya's husband, Kim, began doing some research. He made out the date, June 12, 1886, the ship's name, Paula, and its coordinates. He found out the direction of its voyage from Cardiff in Wales to Makassar in the Dutch East Indies, now Indonesia. His online research suggested their find appeared to be part of an official drift bottle experiment conducted by the German Navy Observatory to better understand global ocean currents and find faster, more efficient shipping routes. From 1864 until 1933, thousands of bottles were thrown into the world's oceans from German ships, each containing a form on which the captain would write down the date it was jettisoned, the exact coordinates at the time, the name of the ship, its home port, and travel route. On the back, it asked the finder to write when and where the bottle had been found and return it, either to the German Navy Observatory in Hamburg or the nearest German consulate. The Illmans took their find to the Western Australia Museum, which set about authenticating it. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Illman described the excitement when an archival search in Germany located the meteorological journal kept by the ship's captain in 1886.
The German Weather Service was able to go to their shelves, and out of 39,000 journals that captains had filled out for journeys back all these years ago, they managed to pull the one for this particular ship, the Paula, for this particular trip and the day. Oh, we couldn't believe it.
Expert analysis of the handwriting in the journal with the handwriting on the scroll concluded they were likely written by the same person. An entry in the journal also referred to the ship's captain flinging a bottle overboard. The assistant curator at the Department of Maritime Archaeology at the WA Museum, Dr. Ross Anderson, says comparisons of forms returned for the year 1886 also confirmed the type of message, wording and print layout to be identical to the one discovered at Wedge Island.
It's quite stunning. I've never really experienced anything that corroborates so fully as this, and the Germans themselves are very... They accept it as an authentic find. They said, look, there's no reason to believe. Their archives are very difficult to get into. They're not public. They're not online anywhere. It would be very difficult for someone to find that information and make a hoax-type situation.
Researchers believe the bottle probably washed up on the beach within a year of being jettisoned, but lay buried in a layer of damp sand, which helped preserve it until a weather event uncovered it. For nearly 70 years, thousands of bottles were thrown into the sea. Only 662 message slips were returned, and none of the bottles.